גודל הניסיון של יוסף, says the נתיבות שלום. במדרש, the Medrash Rabbah says, but here אחר דברים האלה, after this, it says, ותישא אשת אדוניו ואת עיניה אל יוסף. So the master's wife lifted her eyes to Yosef. דבר אחר, אמר רבא, נתנסה זקני, נתנסה, ואני איני מתנסה. יוסף said, אמר, אבא נתנסה. My father was tested. Zkeni, my grandfather, nitnasa, was tested. Vani and I, eni mitnasa, I don't get tested. Yosef was wondering, how come I'm not getting tested in this world? So, he's been thrown into a pit with scorpions and snakes, and he's wondering why he wasn't tested. He's been sold as a slave, and he's wondering why he wasn't tested. So now he's in Mitzrayim all alone without his family. He's there as a slave, and he's asking, why am I not getting tested? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God said to Yosef, Chayecha, by your life, I swear, so to speak, Shani menase otcha yoter mehem, I'm going to test you more than I tested them. Mashma mize, seems from this, Shanisayon shel Yosef haya yoter gadol v'kashe, Yosef's test was greater and more difficult minisyonot avotav than the test of his forefathers. ובכלל זה, and included in this are הניסיונות הגדולים של אברהם אבינו, the great ניסיונות of Avram. ניסיון הוא כסדים, when he was tested whether he would give himself up to a burning furnace rather than renege on monotheism. וניסיון העקידה, or the test of binding his son. And Yosef's test was greater than all of these. עוד איתה שם, furthermore it says over there in the Medrash, הים רא וינוס, the sea saw and fled. The sea ran away. Bizchut atzmotav shel Yosef, in the merit of Yosef's bones, nikra hayam liYisrael. The sea split for the Jewish people. Hadao dichtiv, that's what the verse says, hayam ra'a vayanos. Bizchut vayanos vayetze achutza. The sea saw and ran. That's a reference to the fact that the sea saw the merits of the one who ran. Who ran? In our parsha, Yosef ran outside when the wife of Potiphar tried to seduce him. Vayanos isn't a reference to the sea, but rather what did the sea see? Are you guys with me? What did the Yamsuf see? It saw the one who ran, the one who fled. Yosef, hayam ra'a vayanos. The sea saw the one who was vayanos, who ran away. That was Yosef. Vehainu. So now, what are we seeing here? Shezchut Moshe v'shishim ribo b'nei Yisrael she'amdu al hayam, the merit of Moshe, 600,000 people are standing by the sea, lo amda lehem likrot hayam, that's not enough to split the sea. V'rak b'zchut aronos shel Yosef, only in the merit of Yosef's aron, Yosef's coffin, only in that merit, nikra hayam, was the sea split. Umashma, and it seems, mimamarei chazal elu, from these sayings of Chazal, shanisayon shel Yosef, that the test that Yosef had, haya hakashe mikol hanisyonot, that was the most difficult of all tests. Uchmo shamru od, and like the Gemara says in Yoma, Yosef mechayev et harshaim, Yosef is the one that obligates the wicked. Sheim ba rasha ledin, that if a wicked person comes to be tried in heaven, v'toen, and he claims, taru da'iti b'yitzri, I was so occupied with my Yetzer, I had such desire, how could I contend with it? Omrim lo, so they answer him, klum hayita tarud b'yitzricha, yoter mi Yosef ha-tzadik, were you more preoccupied with your desire than Yosef? Shelechora advarim tmuhim? It seems wondersome, hare Yosef ha-tzadik, Yosef, the tzadik, nolad me'avot ha-kdoshim. He was born from the holy forefathers. Ve'aviv haya Yaakov b'chir ha-avot. His father was Yaakov, the chosen among the forefathers. Vehu atzmo kadosh merechem. And he himself was holy from the womb. Ve'ech hu mechayev et ha-reshaim she'em mimekor hara. How could he obligate the wicked? Their source is evil. Harei kol metziuto en nashum dimyon l'reshaim asher nitgadlu b'ra. You can't compare his existence to the wicked who were brought up completely in an evil environment from the time they were born. How is Yosef going to obligate them? They say, I grew up in Midtown Manhattan. I grew up seeing all the different things. Of course I spent a life of desire. I had 5 TVs in my house. Everywhere I looked, I saw things that were improper. Of course I lived with desire. There was all kinds of non-kosher food around the house. So we say, Yosef's going to obligate these wicked. How could you compare? Yosef grew up in a kosher home. From his mother's womb, he was in a kosher environment. These people, they grew up from their mother's womb in an impure environment. So now, Mentivot Shalom has to explain, how could it be that Yosef's test was so great, we say it was greater than all the Avos' tests. Yosef was so great that his merit was greater than all of Am Yisrael and Moshe, and he was the one who had the merit to split the Yamsuf. And how could it be that Yosef is the one that obligates the Rishon? And this is where we'll have to pick up next time.